Like so many others, I've been riveted by the news surrounding the economic crisis that is gripping our nation. There were times last week, as I prepared for Rosh Hashanah, that I couldn't restrain myself. I just had to check the Dow to see how much it had fallen, wondering as I did what impact it would have on my retirement savings. I also quickly looked at the headlines on my computer to see what economic bailout proposals were being offered and whether or not they had a chance of passing. Late Monday afternoon, after the first bailout proposal failed, I went to the gym to work out. I needed to relieve my stress. I needed to feel that even as everything seemed to be falling apart, at least I was trying to do something to stay healthy. But like so many other gyms, the place I work out has TVs. So even as I sweated over my workout, I continued sweating about the bailout. I watched as news anchors tried to find the words to describe how much the stock market had fallen and the impact it was having on financial institutions around the world. I listened as politicians on both sides of the aisle blamed the other for the impasse. And during the finger-pointing and crisis control, even as legislators were trying to assure the voting public that there would be a bailout package, and there has been, and yet we still wait to see if it will have an effect, there was a comment in the midst of everything that gave me pause. One elected official and several broadcasters picked up on it, made clear that Congress would not be in session for Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Our nation was in the midst of an economic freefall, a crisis that seemed to rival the Great Depression, and Congress was closed for Rosh Hashanah. Sure, I appreciated the fact that our nation's legislative body recognized religious diversity, but it would seem to me in the middle of such an event, Congress would not close. Our political leaders would work round the clock, if necessary, to find a solution. I believe that when our nation faces such a severe crisis, our politicians are obligated to work. That's my expectation, and I assume that it's the expectation of many folks. So as I continued to work out, annoyed that our legislators wouldn't be voting on a solution to the economic crisis, I realized that we at Beth Adam and our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, could offer a solution. We could keep Congress in session and provide them access to high holiday services. For this year, for the first time, we video streamed our services live. Thus, rather than close for Rosh Hashanah, logmakers could have logged on to ourjewishcommunity.org, watch services, even pausing them and watching them later if there was a major vote that they were needed for. While I doubt that the legislators would have chosen this option, given that leaving the Capitol for a day was probably a welcome relief, hundreds of other folks did watch our Rosh Hashanah services, both live and then later on. The response to our video streaming has been incredibly positive. We have received dozens of emails from folks who appreciated that they could attend our services online. Some of the comments were directly posted to ourjewishcommunity.org. Take a look at them. But more, take a look at the archived Rosh Hashanah service or join us for Yom Kippur. But remember, video streaming our high holiday services is but one aspect of ourjewishcommunity.org. Check it out and see what we're doing, and become part of blending Judaism, humanism, and technology. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.